Deputy Mayor from Burnie City Council and many other things, Giovanna Simpson. Hello.
Good morning. How are you, Darren? Gosh, it's been a while.
It has been. we're starting to get into the cold weather. It'd be pretty cool there in Burnie this morning, I reckon.
It actually is. Yeah, now I was out walking at 5:30 this morning, Darren, and I can tell you it was about 4 degrees. It was very cold.
When you go walking, right? Now, because you're just about the most well-known person in Burnie, do you go for a walk do people say good day to you or do they do when they recognise someone, do they sort of like just walk away and pretend, you know, what do they do?
I'm pretty sure some people do that, but everyone sort of, we know everyone that walks that pathway, the coastal pathway in the morning, so most people are pretty friendly. Sometimes I'm not so friendly if I haven't had a coffee before I come, most people do, but some people do tend to look the other way, but, you know.
It's funny. It's part of human nature, isn't it? When you see someone that reasonably famous, you sort of pretend that you don't know them, you know what I mean, that you don't recognise them.
It's sort of weird, isn't it? But, no, the people that we pass every morning are very friendly, and, of course, you know, the Coastal Pathway is such a great initiative.
Yes.
There's always people walking or running or walking their dogs that other morning, so it's really good to see, or riding their bikes as well.
Hmm. Now, you've actually got a bit of driving to do because you're going to Hobart to pick up a Tasmanian Life Award, which is run by the Tasmanian Suicide Prevention Network, nominated for the Run for Tarkin, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So we're up for nomination. So hopefully we do come away with that award because it'd be really exciting. It's sponsored by Lifeline Tasmania. And it's the Communities in Action Award that we're up for. And, you know, that's basically for service providers or people that have made, you know, making contributions to their community for the action against youth suicide.
Mm.
So we're really excited. I'm super excited about going down there.
Yeah. So for people who don't know about it, just give us a bit of background about Run for Tarkin.
Yeah, so the Run for Tarkin, we started in 2020 when we lost young Tarkin Whitehouse. Tarkin was a well-known basketball player, very up-and-coming young boy, worked with him for a lot of years. And Tarkin, unfortunately, lost his life to suicide in 2020. And when Tarkin was on life support in hospital, being with the family and everything, we're very close friends. And, you know, I said that the night before I had a bit of a restless sleep, as you do, not knowing what was happening. And I thought, what can I do for the family?
Yeah.
And I came up, my best friend, Caden Bracken, is a fund runner. He'd already run from Waratah to Melbourne for Kids for Kids. And I thought, I wonder if he'll do a run for me. So, I rang him and I said, Caden, I've got this idea. And straight away he just said yes. He didn't even know what I was going to say. he just said, yes, we'll do it. And I put it to Tarkin's family the next morning at the hospital and said, you know, we want to do this run. This is my plan. You know, we'll run it all. You don't have to worry about a thing. I just wanted to raise money for the family that particular year because we didn't know whether they were going to need medical help, you know, ongoing medical help, or whether, you know, the other alternative, which unfortunately it was. So we raised money for the family that year, and then the family wanted the money to go to Speak Up, Stay Chatty, which, of course, is a fantastic organisation that work in conjunction with Relationships Australia to provide suicide prevention workshops in schools, in workplaces, in sporting clubs. And that's pretty much how it all started, and we've just kept going. We've done it for 2 years now, and we're not stopping.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. And it brings me to the Community Action Plan.
Yeah.
And this is pretty heavy stuff we're talking about, but need to get the message out there. It's a community action plan for youth suicide prevention. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. And it can be a difficult subject to talk about, as you said, Darren. I think it's really important that we do talk about it because that's how we're going to help prevent it. So I put to council a motion at the last meeting to discuss and look into adopting a community action plan through the help of Relationships Australia and in conjunction with Burnie Works. And that what a community action plan will do will enable us to work together to safely build supports and prevention of youth suicide in Burnie. So it's all about increasing the amount of support that the community receives. We get some funding for that as well, which is $5,000 funding, and that'll help us, you know, train people to work in suicide prevention. So we have an initial meeting with Relationships Australia. We develop the actions and we bring the services together. and then we go for that, because it's been, you know, I mean, the death toll in Tasmania has just risen constantly, and we really just want to, you know, if we save, I say it all the time, but, you know, if we save one life a year, it's a life we've saved.
Yeah, agreed. Well, that's brilliant. Very good idea. Good luck with that. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Now, while I got you, by the way, what time are you driving to Hobart?
Oh, well, I think I'm heading off at about 10 o'clock or so this morning. Mm. So the awards aren't till 5:30 tonight, but I'm really excited just to get down there, you know, meet everybody as well, because there are so many incredible individuals and organisations. We've got the boys from Scooting Out Youth Suicide who helped us with the run by, you know, riding around Tasmania on their little motorised scooters.
Yeah.
So the boys are up for a different award.
Brilliant.
So, you know, as well as part of the Run for Tarkin. So it's just, you know, meeting with the boys and meeting with Justin and Nathan and just all the other community members from around Tasmania. So these are people that make a difference in Tasmania every day. So I just want to get down there and meet them all and, you know, have a cocktail or two maybe.
Okay, very good. my advice to you is take two pairs of shoes. One for walking around and then one for going to that actual awards night, because it's going to pour down there today.
I know. I heard your weather report before and I was a little bit scared, and I was going to look at the map and everything and go, where is he talking about? But, it is going to rain. So we'll just, you know, it doesn't matter whether it rains or not. We're going to shine anyway.
Yeah. All right. Just briefly before you go, I saw a thing about you calling for Australia Day committee members. So that if you want to get on that committee. Now, this might be, you know, the Australia Day has been fairly controversial for obvious reasons over the last decade or so. And, you know, if someone wants to get on the committee and say, look, what is the situation with Bernie with Australia Day? Do you celebrate it on the 26th or what?
Yeah, we certainly do. That's when we have our citizenship ceremony. But, of course, I'm a person, I'm completely on the other side as well. Like, I'm happy to change the date or, you know, whatever. It doesn't faze me, but for me, this is a day where we welcome our citizens.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what it's about for me, for this. And we're calling nominations from any person interested to serve on the Australia Day Committee.
Yeah.
And it'll be like for the next 2 years. And I guess the role of the committee is obviously to arrange and manage the ceremony, the celebrations and the awards, and just promote Australia Day in Burnie. So, and we really focus on those new citizens coming into Burnie, and that's what it's all about. But they've only got till this Friday if you want to get on board.
Right.
So nominations close this Friday. So head online to, you know, all the wburnie.net and follow the links to do that, because it'd be really great to get the committee up and running and get something sorted and ready for Australia Day next year.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a safe drive and good luck with that award.
Thank you, Darren. I'm sure you'll be the first to know.
Good on you.
Thanks, Darren.
See you, G.